Minister Sergei Lavrov will intensify their efforts to bring about a ceasefire in Syria with the goal of beginning a real peace process there and end that civil war once and for all. More on these stories from townhall.com.
Save the date for Friday, May 12th, as Wind River Resort and Casino and the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce are hosting Reading's 5th Annual Bacon and Brew Fest. Bacon and Brew fans unite and taste an array of bacon-inspired appetizers, entrees, and desserts provided by restaurants from around the area. What would bacon be without a cold one? Sample a variety of microbrews from area breweries. You are the judges at this savory event as vendors compete for prize money. Bring your appetite and be ready to quench your thirst at Reading's 5th Annual Bacon and Brew Fest. Plus, the Hill Street Band will be performing live, so you can boot, scoot, and boogie while satisfying your hunger and tossing back a cold one. Tickets $20 per person. Tastings included with purchase. Save the date for Friday, May 12th, for the 5th Annual Bacon and Brew Fest. Bacon and Brew Fest. From 5 to 9 p.m. For details, contact group sales at 530-339-7454 or log on to windriver.com. Bacon and Brew. It's better at the river.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
What day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Julie, hey, guess what day it is?
Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Listen, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
It is hump day, and good morning, everybody. Welcome to Free Fire Radio at KCNR 1460. 7 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock here on the 3rd of May. My gosh, 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Linda took yesterday's show because I was off, and I've got a co-host today, Ted Leidy.
Good morning.
Good morning, but Bob, you got the weather there, buddy?
I do, in fact, Carl. Good morning. Plentiful sunshine today, and get this, the high pushing up to 94 degrees, according to our weather guessers. Low overnight, low 63. Thursday, also a warm day, a little bit less so, high around 90 degrees, but we could see some thunderstorms here in the North Valley. Thursday night, some clouds. Stray shower or thunderstorm is possible. Got to keep those rounded up. Friday, a definite cooling down to 73 late into the weekend. We will see temperatures near between 70 and 80 degrees, and then warming up again as we get into next week. Currently in Reading, we are at 73 degrees, and this report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
There you go, Shasta Gas Propane, a locally owned business, a veteran-owned business down in Anderson. Give them a call at 365-3793. They have discounts for seniors and veterans there, and just great, great people. So good morning, everybody. I see all the things that are going on here. We'll be talking about them during the rest of the show. But I brought in Ted Leidy today because people go, well, Carl was off yesterday. He was. And I don't want to brag.
Oh, you're kidding me.
I went hunting yesterday. With Ted Leidy, who's a guide for Just for Hunting, and the Safari Club International, through me working there and all that, I was able to receive a pig hunt with Just for Hunting, Perry Cremaine's group, and Ted's one of the guides there. So yesterday we went on a pig hunt. Now, for people that don't understand what pig, you know, the feral pig population, tell people about the feral pig population, because people don't realize that, you know, that pigs are a very destructive force of nature. In other states, in the United States, they are so bad that they allow them to be hunted with automatic weapons from aerial from helicopters.
Yeah, in Texas.
In Texas, they are so destructive. And that they have moved from the south and have advanced up to the north and causing millions, if not billions, of dollars worth of damage to croplands.
Well, they've been here since I was a young boy down in Cottonwood. We've always had wild hogs in the community, in the area down there. But, yeah, they can do a lot of damage, especially when you start talking about golf courses that are worth hundreds of millions of dollars. They'll get
cemeteries,
on a green.
Cemeteries. They get out into a cemetery, and that's it. They just root right through it. People's yards.
Yeah, they can be very destructive, and they're also very prolific. Right.
Every sow can have, is
either pregnant or is nursing piglets all the time.
And 12 to 14.
Yeah.
And there's not a lot of natural enemies out here.
No. Once they get to a certain size, I mean, nothing will. You know,
coyotes
going to eat them.
Yeah.
Oh no, zero chance. Coyote get a piglet.
Piglet.
You know, things like that. But once they get to semi, you know, adult size, adolescent size, there's nothing that'll eat. There's nothing that'll eat a wild hog. And they're particularly mean.
And they hang together.
And they hang together,
They hang together. There's like large groups of them.
Picture a Volkswagen Bug with teeth. With tusks.
Well, now.
Not quite that bad, but very close.
Very close. Okay, here's something else, too, and here's the other part of this, is that they're nuisances. And in some places, farmers will pay you to hunt them. In other places, though, and this is why the feral pig population has grown, is that people will import them across state lines and start their own little pig population. And why is this? Because people that like to hunt, deer season's over, and there's no birds out, but you can hunt pigs year-round. And so people have moved them into other states, and this has become a huge problem. And in one state, I think they have made it illegal to be moving pigs. And in one state, it's illegal to shoot pigs. And why do you think they did that? If it's illegal to shoot them, nobody's going to bring them in. And then the Fish and Game Department's going to eradicate them as much as because here's what happens. They bring them in, and then farmers and ranchers charge.
Sure, they charge hunting fees. I work for a company as a guide called Just for Hunting, owned by Perry Cremians and Steve Boyer right here in town. And we have hundreds of hunters come up every year from different places and some local that will pay us to guide them for 2 days to go harvest a wild hog or a wild turkey or a coyote or a bobcat or whatever it is they want to hunt. And
but a pig.
Well, a pig is good eating.
Well, yeah, a pig, because afterwards you can take a pig and you can have them skinned out, cleaned, and all that, and then make it. But, I mean, to harvest a pig is just under $1,000 in a lot of places.
That's right.
And you think about this, under $100,000, just right under $100,000.
$1,000.
Not $100,000, but $1,000. And so when farmers and ranchers saw that, it went, you know, the light doesn't, it doesn't take long for the light to come on and think, well, I get a hunter a month or 200 a month out here. I've just paid my taxes on my property.
True. Well, it is definitely a source of income for those who decide to do it. The idea is one of the things about that particular fact, though, is it's not a lot of money when you start talking about how it has to be split up, because you got to pay me for 2 days, 12 hours a day, or however long it is to be out there to walk around with you and to find and to get you in the hog. So it becomes it's a business like any other. And when you're going to shop for businesses to do that, just like any other, you want to find a value. And Just for Hunting, of course, is my outfitter of choice and has been the outfitter of choice for many, many years for many hunters. These guys, Steve Boyer and Perry Cremians, who own Just for Hunting, have sought out the best, and I mean the very best, licensed guides in the region. Got, you know, names like Eric Gould and Justin Southard and a whole host of others to ensure that their hunters are, number one, successful, And number two, find value in the fact that they drove all the way up here from Monterey County to spend 2 days on a beautiful ranch in Whitmore, California.
Or further.
Or
flew in.
Yeah, I actually had a hunter from Seattle a year or two ago. So, yeah, we get them from all over.
And the point I'm trying to make, though, is this, is the not just what they pay for the hunt itself, but it looks like hay fever has just caught me here at the beginning of May. But, you know, anything that comes in here has to do with sports and hunting. Brings money to our area.
Oh, yeah.
It brings a lot of money to our area.
Oh, absolutely.
Right. Hey, we got to take a quick break. We're going to be right back after these messages. Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We got a lot of things going on today. We'll be right back.
Looks like we're shy of one horse.
You brought two too many.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts, with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
In the 40s, Reading Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Reading Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Reading with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Reading Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Reading Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
Abby, I'm so excited for this month's Second Tuesday dining at Geronda's Italian Restaurant and Bar.
Geronda's is one of my favorite restaurants, too. I love their homemade lasagna.
I agree, and the relaxed atmosphere provides a perfect backdrop for a special night out or casual get-together. There's something delicious for everyone.
Please join us on Tuesday, May 9th from 5 to 9 p.m. at Geronda's Italian Restaurant and Bar as they're graciously donating a portion of the proceeds to help Haven Humane reach their goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
It's all about good food, good friends, and helping the animals.
And now, back to our show.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. With Carl Bott and Ted Leidy today on the 3rd of May. 73 right now, going up to 95. Hey, you know, I got to tell you about a Lions heated in there right now. If you have not had your air conditioning checked.
Time to get that sucker serviced.
You need to have it serviced. You need to have... You need to have the filters checked. Is the electrical system working? It doesn't make any difference what kind of model or make it is. Alliance Heating and Air can do it. Best in the North State, voted best in North State, and there's a reason they are the best in the North State. We recommend Martin in Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. They are not going to give you anything but just outstanding service. And they've worked on Bob stuff.
Yep.
They've worked on ours.
Matter
they've
of fact, we got the friends. Little green postcard says it's time to get the system
and,
serviced.
And we are going to get the service because guess what? That air conditioner went on yesterday. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org.
My air conditioner has been on for about a month already. I get hot easy, man.
That's because you are at your
maximum density.
Maximum density. This man is maximum 6'4". Yeah. Maximum density.
229.6 this morning.
It's only because
I'm proud of the .6. I'm in the 220s.
Yeah, okay. That's only because you went hunting yesterday.
I missed dinner because I had class last night.
Military Order, the Purple Heart, has their big, big golf tournament this weekend, Saturday, May 6th. It's a four-person scramble. It's not too late to still sign up. You give them a call. Call J.T. Thomason at Gold Hills, 246-7867. It's not too late to do that. You know, and the money they get goes to local high schools, colleges, and supports the VA clinic here. They just do an outstanding job. Other things that are going on, of course, are One Safe Place, Walk a Mile in Her Shoes, is also going at the Red Line Hotel, 1830 Hilltop Drive, Reading. You can register and pledge at 9 a.m. on the day of the event, which is this Saturday. So head on down there with your best pump. Now, you don't have to just wear heels. You can wear bunny slippers and all those other things after they were having, I guess, catastrophic injuries out there. Okay, I'm just kidding. It wasn't catastrophic. Also, of course, Haven New Maine's Pet Fest, Saturday, May 6th. Free family and pet-friendly activities at the Haven Humane with the Westminster Family Dog Show starts at 2, but they've got splash dogs, canine demonstrations, strike force fly ball, kids zone, doggy cakewalk, Smoking Joe's barbecues out there. It goes from noon, and so it starts at noon and goes to 6 p.m. For more information, call 241-5262. Okay, I'm here with Ted Lighty, who's a guide for Just for Hunting. Now, I'd never realized how much money hunting feral hogs is. The state takes a you have to buy a $20 tag.
Well, and a $55 hunting license or a $50 hunting license.
Okay, start with that.
Yeah, so, well, actually goes back further than that because you got to go to school, right, to get your hunting license, and that costs $40 or $50 once it's all said and done. Then you got to buy a license, which is around $50, and then you got to buy a tag, and it's like $22. So, yeah, so there's money put into it that way. But then what's more important to us is that they travel here, stay in hotels, eat our food,
right,
buy our goods. Everyone buys a Redding T-shirt or sweatshirt and heads back to wherever they come from.
They go out
and
have a couple beers someplace, yeah.
Yeah.
And then they go home.
That's right. That's right. And they pay their adventure fees, which is what we call it, Just for Hunting, because you get to pick your adventure, and we have turkeys, and you can hunt bighorn sheep and coos deer and bear and elk.
You can hunt not right here in Redding, because they hunt all the way up into Canada.
Oh yeah, we hunt internationally. We hunt Mexico and New Zealand and okay. But I will tell you, the elk guides at Just for Hunting are among the best in the nation. They are among Justin Southern and Eric Gould and Perry Cremian and Steve Buero. And, I mean, those are the creme de la creme of our guide staff that do the elk hunting.
Now, do they have areas where they can hunt at? Or they have areas that...
Carl, they hunt elk on the ranch we were on yesterday, and I mean trophies.
On that ranch we were on
yesterday? On that ranch we were on yesterday in Whitmore. And I mean trophies.
There was...
Huge bullock.
Okay. See, I did not realize there
Isn't that something?
Yeah, I didn't realize there was that many elk out there.
Oh, yeah. There's a great elk herd out there.
That's a huge ranch we were hunting on. Okay.
And so, you get these real, real rare tags, these elk tags. People save up their points for years to get these elk tags.
To get a California elk tag.
And to get a California elk tag. And they will harvest that elk 25 miles east of Redding.
I had no idea.
Yep.
That you could harvest an elk 25 miles east of Brennan.
Yeah, go to justforhunting.com, go to their gallery, and you'll see all the elk that have actually been harvested on our property.
I thought they were guiding in other parts of the United States.
Oh, we do that also.
Yeah,
we do
well,
that
I know
also.
That, but I didn't realize you could take elk right here. But I know that they go up when you're looking at some more of the, more exotic animals from different areas. You know, like in New Zealand, you're looking for red stag and all that.
Right.
So you
right.
have to go to New Zealand for those things. Okay.
Well, they leave here and go to New Mexico and guide. They book hunts in New Mexico and Arizona for elk also. Okay.
Now, your typical pig hunt. Pick up your you pick up your hunter at
Pick up the hunter, yeah, wherever they're
o'clock.
Staying, usually at the hotel.
Around
pick
5
them
o'clock.
Up. Yep.
You head on out. You take an ATV to a certain point.
Yep.
And you drop that off because it's a huge ranch.
Yep.
And then from there on, you hunt on foot.
You hunt on foot, wind in your face, silent as can be. Lots of bino work.
All right. Now, yesterday, when we were hunting, we hadn't seen anything.
No, we hadn't seen anything for a little while, yeah.
And then we were coming up
the trail. We worked hard, though. We never stopped hunting.
No,
we worked hard.
No. We were working it. And we came up the top of a hill and through the woods, and all of a sudden, Ted grabs my shoulder and says, stop. And just then, because the wind had shifted a little bit, you smell the pig. The group of pigs. I'm not sure if they call it a gang of pigs or it's a herd of pigs. I think if they're tame, they're called a gang. But there's eight of them. And let me describe the smell of a feral pig. If you've never smelled it, it's not like a pig in a sty. Even picture a wild animal that's hairy and urinates in the dirt. All of them urinate in the dirt, and then they roll in it, and then they root in it, and then they urinate more in it, and they roll some more in it. Now you got to picture this odor, this acrid ammonia type that you'll never forget it.
It's kind of subtle. If you don't really know it, it would smell like anything else in the woods. But once you've smelt it one time, you know what we're talking about.
And we were so close; it was very strong.
Yeah.
In fact, we were close enough as we moved forward a little bit to see eyelashes on pigs.
Oh, sure, yeah.
The one thing we couldn't see, however, was the sexual part.
The sex organs.
And just for hunting, they don't shoot sows. It's just boars.
That's conservation. It's a conservation issue at Just for Hunting. And we don't shoot sows. We only shoot boars. And they were in about thigh-high grass, moving around all over around us.
And they were laying down and getting up. And
the little babies were running around. The piglets were running around. And
yep, looking at, and they're all looking at us. But
and you were mindful of not getting between piglet and mama, right?
Well, you know what? We were just standing. Yeah. We were standing there. We were standing, I mean, just absolutely still. And I said to Ted, stay behind me a little bit. You know, this gun is loud. And he's pointing this one hog out, this brown one, big brown one. He goes, I'm 99% sure this is a boar. And I'm going, yeah. He says, but you don't, not till I can tell. I've never heard of one man talk about sexual organs on a hog as much as I heard him talk about it there in the next 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Because we couldn't see.
I needed him to get on something.
I wanted him to climb up on a log or do something.
Yeah, all I could see was his head and his shoulders, and he looked big like a boar,
big.
You know.
And then... So we're still there, and then you're glassing them really hard. I mean, we're 30 feet away, and there's a bunch of them there. And then you close the binoculars. And the magnet clicked. I mean, you wouldn't hear it if you were right next to it.
No.
A sow's head came up from about that 30 feet away, and she started looking at us. And so we still weren't moving. Because we were just getting ready then at that point to tippy-toe on up and just get right in the middle of them so we could see one. And her head came up.
Well, because they had laid down to go to sleep.
Yeah.
Right in front
Except
of us.
Except her. And so she starts angling off, and the wind was blowing, and the wind shifted a little bit, and that's all it took. She smelled us.
Yeah.
And that was, and we didn't smell like them. We smelled a lot better at that
Pretty
point.
Much.
Pretty much. Maybe not a lot better, but that was it. They were all up, and...
Yeah, they were gone quick.
Down the hill.
We could certainly see the boars then.
Yeah, but then they hit straight down the hill, and it was like, and that's the last time we saw them.
It was fun, but you know what? It was a great hunt.
It was the best hunt you could ever have without harvesting a hog.
Yeah, and we didn't even have to get bloody.
Nah, we were right in the middle of them. I mean, in the middle, as close as you're going to get. And how many other hunts are like that?
Oh, not many. Yes. But, you know, it's just as, you know, I was beating myself up a little bit on the way home yesterday, and you set me straight. Look, here's the thing. We only shoot boars for a reason. And I would rather hunt a different day with you on another day because you know we're going to be great. In fact, we're going out tomorrow with Perry.
Going out tomorrow with Perry.
And he is, you know, pretty sure he's got a group of hogs lined out for us that we're going to go get into. So I would rather be sure, you know.
You know what? Why risk, you know, I mean, you've got your rules. And you know what? I live by rules. And so I have no problem with that. I had a great time. I'm right in the middle of a herd of hogs. I mean,
it's a passel or a sounder. That's what they're called.
Is it a sounder? Okay.
I like passel.
I thought it was like a gang. Okay. Yeah, that's a gang of geese. Okay.
A team or passel.
Okay. A sounder of hogs. We were in the middle of a sounder of hogs.
Yeah.
I mean, one of the little ones started coming right at us while we were just standing there. Oh, no. Don't come over.
They were so cute.
They were, just don't come over here because we're going to have to shoo you away. And when you do that, that's it. You know, they're all gone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway. But that's your typical, I mean, that's not your typical hog hunt because we got so close to them, but that's the way it is.
So we're going to come in and, again, we're going to have a follow-up report either tomorrow, we'll be hunting, or we may do
Friday.
A call-in.
We may do a call-in tomorrow.
And then Friday we'll have a follow-up and
I've got an opening now.
Knows how it goes.
Congressman LaMoffa is not going to be able to make it. He's got a family affair he's doing. We're having later on in the month, so we've got Friday open.
Well, maybe we could talk Perry into coming in on Friday. That'd be fun. He's a busy man, but maybe we can talk him into coming.
Hey, we got to take a break. We got some other people coming in, and this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends down at, you know, at Dandelion Boutique.
Passel of hogs.
A passel hog. No.
Not it's a passel.
Okay.
That's what it says.
We're talking Dandelion Boutique now.
Context is everything.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was just reading.
Dandelion Boutique.
I love Dandelion.
It is absolutely the finest boutique in town. This is where Linda goes.
It's the best
Chris
ever.
Goes, and Lisa goes.
Oh, yeah. They love
They've
Dandelion.
They've got it all. Everything from Brighton to Miss Me to everything. You're not going to find a better place for ladies to shop at. Located at 1322 Pine Street. I mean, absolutely the best clothing, the best accessories. It's all there at Dandelion Boutique. Go in and see Linda. See any of the girls down there. And they're there to help you. 1322 Pine Street, open Monday through Saturday.
This is Dave Ramsey. Join me live weekdays from noon to 3 right here on KCNR 1460.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
It's reported vehicle collision repair technology is advancing faster than medicine. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Alan Gordon, CEO of Coachmaster, is doing his part to provide the North Valley with the latest technology. He has added another frame machine using ultrasound computer measuring. Ultrasound can measure the frame and produce a printed document to verify any damage before repair is started. When repair is completed, an after document is printed for verification. Finally, wheel alignment is by our 3D imaging system. It produces the most accurate wheel alignment and also verifies frame accuracy, providing additional confidence for the vehicle owner. Three lasers, ultrasound measuring, infrared, 3D imaging. This sounds like NASA, but no, it's the best equipped collision repair shop in the North Valley. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
It is tough establishing a new business in California, and even tougher if you're trying to understand the multiple laws that seem to have no other reason but to make your life harder. How do you deal with those legal hurdles while trying to build this new business or expand an existing one? By having your own qualified expert assist you. Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in business law and is well versed on the morass of legal questions facing a California business. Douglas Wright, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
Join me this Thursday night in Overtime Lounge in Wind River Resort and Casino from 6:30 to 8:30. Hi, this is Linda Bott, and Lady Bott and the Bluebirds will be swinging the night away with Cleveland Bonet on keyboards, Bruce Kalin on bass, Bobby Veramontes on drums, and special guest Lou White on sax and flute. Call 243-3377 for reservations today. That's Thursday, May 4th, Lady Bott and the Bluebirds in Overtime Lounge. See you there.
Conservative? Flaunt it. Call Carl and Linda right now.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda by Linda, who took Tuesday off, was here Tuesday to rescue me. He's taking off today. I got Ted Lighty sitting here with me. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur. A husband-wife team who started this business 8 years ago and made a huge success of it. You can find any type of gun or weapon or shooting accessory, classes, everything. Everything there at Bastiani Arms. This is where we go. Big veteran discounts there at Bastiani Arms. 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Okay, it's 24 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. It's 73 degrees. It's going up to 95 today. Can you believe this? And so I'm wearing 95. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. In honor of the first hottest day of the season, this shirt I bought, you remember Street Rumbles or is it Street Thunder in Reno?
Street Vibrations.
Street Vibrations. It's the big motorcycle thing.
A Hawaiian Harley shirt in an eye-catching shade of orange.
Well, no. It started out as pink. It's whatever it is now. No, it was red. It started out red. Now it's pink.
It looks like it should have batteries.
I've had this since 2002.
Wow. 15-year shirt.
2002.
Huh?
It hangs in my closet. I only wear it like once a year, and this is it.
It looks good, buddy.
Yeah, it does.
I'm in.
You know what? You know, and I bought it on the street there, and they had clipped the... They clipped the label out of it because it was obviously a knockoff or something. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so I've had this for that long. And so in honor of the first hot day.
Looks good.
Yeah, it does.
Definitely in the front center there is the Easy Rider Captain America bike.
Yeah, it's got it all. Okay, a lot of things happening here in the city. Sobering Center. Last night at the city council, they voted to move forward on Sobering Center 3-2. Okay, why was it 3-2? Missy MacArthur came back. She has been a proponent for the Sobering Center. The Sobering Center makes sense. Let's just say this. The Sobering Center makes sense. They arrest 1,200 people a year. 1,200 people a year get arrested for drunkenness in this town. Many of the people that they arrest over and over again, it's for drunkenness or under the influence. Okay, let me put it that way. It could be drugs. It could be alcohol. They have to take them to the jail. Sometimes they have to take them to the hospital, and it costs 2 to 3 hours, $700, and we have been advocates of this for years. Why not have a sobering center where you can drop them off, take 20 minutes, boom, be back on the street?
So this is sort of like Otis checking himself into Mayberry Jail.
Not exactly, because that would be nice if it was like they just walk, you know, knock on the door. Hey, I'm pre-man. I am just wasted. Can I come in here and lay down for a while? Oh, sure. We'll take care of you, Otis. No, this is, yeah, okay, it's kind of like that. But it's $375,000 that we as a city have to put up to get this thing started. And we did that based on the sale of the property right behind our downtown studios at KCNR 1460, the old police station. Now, everybody agrees it's a good idea. Then why did Brent Weaver and Francie Sullivan vote against it? For a very good reason. They're saying is that, yeah, we've got $375,000 now, but how in the world are we going to pay for it a year and a half out? Because it's going to cost money. How much is the county going to, you know, kick in on this? And then who's going to run it? They don't have anybody to run it yet either.
It's not the cost, it's the upkeep.
Well, that's been the whole thing.
Right, they have the seed money.
That's why we don't have the jail. That's why the ARC went away. Oh, yeah, we can build it, but we don't have the money to keep it. So we're up to our heinies in problems here. So a sobering center is a great idea. I am all for that. I applaud Brent Weaver and Francie Sullivan for saying, hey, look, how are we going to pay for this a year and a half out? That's a big thing, too. Now, but Kristen Schrader and Julie Winter and Adam McElbain obviously voted on the come. You know, they're going to make, we're going to make that. We're going to roll that seven, and we're going to have the money to do it.
Well, the bottom line is if it is a success, I think the community will figure out how to come up with the money. If it makes any type of difference at all, if it just turns into a big, money suck, I think Weaver and Sullivan are correct. I don't think that'll continue to fund. I mean, you don't have people standing in line to run it. And the reason for that is because you only have a limited amount of money just to get started with it. There's no future in it. So, I think it's great discussion. I think it's great leadership. To have the discussion. I enjoy the fact that I've got a 3-2 vote. And cause it makes me think that we're starting to think strategically, at that level. And I'm happy about it. I want them to give it a shot. I want to see what it looks like and if it does make a big difference. One of my questions is though, in the stories it said it takes 2 to 3 hours out of an officer, a deputy's day to book somebody. How can that be? I mean, there's an inefficiency in that, right?
I don't know if it's an inefficiency, but see, they have to count it from the time they pick them up because sometimes they have to roll them through the hospital. And so if you look at the average, probably some of them are shorter than that. But if you have to take, if the jail can refuse to take people because of the shape they're in, and they'll say, okay, go on down, you have to take them to emergency room, where they then get firsties in the emergency room, the cops walk them through, they're treated. And then they're brought back again. So 2 to 3 hours, I can see that by the time they get it all through. That's why at sobering center, you just drop them off 20 minutes later, you're back on the street. Now, here's the last part of the sobering center. Let's look at the San Antonio model. They start out with the sobering center and they get them in there. And then after if somebody starts seeing the light and says, I really want to stop this death spiral I'm in. They then move them into a housing area and training area. So they get them off the streets and they start training them how to become a productive member of society again. We aren't at that level at all. We're here at a simple, maybe a 12-bed facility.
Yeah, we don't have a housing area or a training area.
No, not yet. But see, I understand that. Unlike the Utah model, Salt Lake City model that people were pushing for some reason, God knows why, about, oh, no, we'll just build housing for them no matter what they do.
Yeah, yeah.
It doesn't
non-starter.
Work. Yeah, it doesn't
That's
work.
That's a non-starter.
That way,
yeah. You're building,
okay.
building a slum,
now,
basically.
This whole thing was thrown into turmoil, of course, when Initiative D failed.
Right.
The raising of the taxes because this was part of it. Oh, we're going to have a sobering center. Well, as we all know, D went down in flames.
Oh, yeah.
And the reason for that was that the people did not trust the city government to spend the money wisely. They thought they were going to, that no matter what you say on how you're going to spend it, when unfunded liabilities come rolling through and you're getting ready to go bankrupt, what do? You take the money out of that $11 million that comes in every year. So we've got problems we have problems here in California. I told people, and you know about this, that Skyway,
yep.
That Kenny and Perry was
Perry Kremians
was a partner in this.
Yep.
And for those of you who missed it Monday, Skyway has been around here for 40 years. This is the one that makes Tough wheels. Everybody knows about tough wheels.
If you were a BMXer in the 80s, you had tough wheels.
Well, you still got them because they sell them all over the world. All over the world. And these guys, they even look alike. Have you noticed that Kenny and Perry look alike? I mean, they kind of do,
They do.
They do. I mean, they even almost look alike.
Yeah.
Well, they got this huge offer to sell their business. And now this business has been, like I said, it's got like 20 people working for it. Chinese been trying to buy it for years, and they just refused. No, we're not going to put our factory in China. We're not going to do any of that. And so a company here, I think based out of Indiana, bought them. And Kenny, and I think Perry might have, but they went back to try to convince them to keep it here in California, have that West Coast presence, keep the factory here. And they couldn't. The executives looked at them and said, "What about taxes? What about all your you know? What about sanctuary cities? How about bridges across the border instead of walls?" I mean, they just went on and on. I mean, and how do you argue that? How about the business climate there? You can't argue that. So what happened? They've moved this business, and this isn't like a billion-dollar business, but it's a very lucrative business for Redding and around here, taxes and the amount of power they use from REU, which is always jacking them up for over the power they use. The new owners moved the plant to where? Mississippi.
Goodbye jobs. Goodbye tax base. Yeah. Income,
electrical rates,
and so
here's another, you know, here's the other problem we have around here is that unless we start building business back, we're going to have this problem. Either that or the city has to win a, you know what, maybe the city should put a take that $375,000 and buy chances in the mega lottery. $375,000 in the $300 million lotto. Think about that.
Well, unfortunately, I'll bet Bob could pull up the stats on that. It's probably still not a good $375,000 chances is probably not good odds.
But think about it. Okay, we're going to take this and we're going to bet it that we're going to win this $400 million lotto. And if you win it, dude, you fixed everything. I think that maybe they ought to think about this. Take that extra money. Take the camera light money and every month put it into a lotto.
We should be making money on the camera lights.
Well, we don't.
I don't know why. Does anybody here know why?
Well, most of the money goes to the people that run it. I'm sure we make some money, but the rest of it goes off to the state and we get a pittance.
It should be a good amount. For $470
you know
bucks
what?
Or something
I'm,
like
I'm
that,
thinking,
which is what I pay.
I'm thinking we ought to just – I'm really – I think this needs
a
to
– A healthy percentage of that money goes into the state's general fund, courtesy of our enlightened lawmakers.
Okay. So I knew that – yeah, because I looked it up, and in Elkton, Illinois, it's $100.
In Redding, Albuquerque, New Mexico – it's $75 for the first one.
In Redding, California, it's $470. There's something going on here.
Well, the operative word is California.
Yeah.
Okay, we got to take a break. We're late here. Hey, I want to remind everybody that Linda's going to be singing tomorrow night at Overtime. It's going to be her and, of course, Bruce Kalin and Bobby Veramontes and Cleveland Bonet and Lou White. They're all going to be there in Overtime. It's a great time. You get there around 6:15. She starts singing at 6:30. From 6:30 to 8:30, they are just packing the place. You can just come on in and have a great time. A lot of people coming down tomorrow. And we're going to have a super time down at Overtime. Okay. So we'll be right back after these messages. Carl Bott and Ted Lighty.
The people of Shasta Lake love where you live. This Friday and Saturday, come celebrate at the Shasta Damboree Boomtown Festival. Friday, enjoy the Big Ideas Science Fair and fun run at the Shasta Dam Visitor Center. Saturday's pancake breakfast is 6:30 to 10 a.m. at the Shasta Lake Fire Hall, followed by the Boomtown Parade. Then party in the park with, for Pete's sake, Show and Shine. Live music, kids activities, crafted vintage fair, all in Claringle Park. For more information and entry forms, go online to ShastaDamboree.org. Celebrate love where you live at the Shasta Damboree Boomtown Festival this Friday and Saturday.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower. power. Has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar, may be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com. Then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
Hi, this is Janet from PirateSecret.com. Pirate Secret essential oils are legendary old world wellness potions that you rub into your skin, face, feet, and beard for wellness, grooming, and hygiene. The herbs found in our special blend of essential oils have been used in medicinal applications throughout history. We invite you to experience the nourishing and moisturizing benefits of Pirate Secret essential oils on your skin and beard. Available at Enjoy the Store, Orchard Nutrition, Country Organics, and six other NorCal locations. For more information, visit us at PirateSecret.com.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, right here in the studios of KCNR 1460 in downtown Redding, California. We're in the center of downtown here at 1326 Market Street. We're watching all the changes that are going on around us down here. It's all for the good. 10 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 3rd of May. It is 73 degrees going up to 95 today and the rest of the week. Bob, what's it look like? Pretty good there, buddy?
Actually, as we head into the weekend, it'll ease down a little bit. Today and tomorrow, hottest days of the week, it'll start tapering off. We get into the weekend, we'll be in the upper 70s to lower 80s.
Oh, wow. Upper 70s?
That'll be nice.
That'll be
94 yesterday?
Oh.
Was it 94 yesterday?
I don't think it was that hot.
Yeah.
It was close to that, but it was 95 today. I hope tomorrow. We have to get out early tomorrow.
Right. Tomorrow, yeah, we're going to get out early.
That's right. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. You're looking for a place that has the only full-service jewelry store in town, the only watch repairman. The only full-service jewelry store in town is at Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. They are simply an outstanding place, great people to work with, so much integrity, and such a great selection of jewelry there. Four Winds Jewelry, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Let's go to the phones. Ron, good morning.
I've got a question, and I've also got a comment. Does California, for the pig hunting, does California allow the guides or pig hunters, whatever, to use dogs, or are they banned like they do for bear hunting? And then my comment is, maybe some of the money, instead of buying chances for the lottery, maybe they could donate that money to the state of Jefferson to help pay for the lawyers. And that would be a good thing if we could become the state of Jefferson. So anyhow, that's my question and my comment. So anyhow, thank you very much.
I'll take the question first, Ron. I'll take the question first. So, yeah, you can still run hogs with dogs in the state of California, legally.
You can?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's still a viable way. There are guys south of town here who run run dogs, yeah, on hogs. And it's very successful. But the problem is it clears out your ranch pretty quick, normally.
Yeah, hogs leave.
Hogs are smarter. Yeah.
If you look at them on the range of animal intellect, they're smarter than dogs. And I imagine if feral hogs out there, they're like wild turkeys. I mean, everybody's used to, okay, pigs, you know, and you see them being raised in swine or turkeys for Thanksgiving. Turkeys out in the wild are totally different, and feral hogs are tough and smart, and if they get hunted, they move.
Yeah, yeah, and they're big animals, so you can see them. So they don't mess around with anything they don't like. They can smell you a long ways off, and that, I mean that's basically their best protection is their nose. But yeah, you can run them with dogs. That's for sure.
Oh, it looks like here, according to one of our correspondents here, that they approved another pay raise last night. DeWalt received an additional $1,000 per month, $12,000 annual, in a year where the budget is going to be a big discussion, and we can't afford things that the council deemed extremely important, but we can give pay raises. He's the new attorney, right, for the city, right, DeWalt?
I believe
he is.
So I have to look that up.
So another $1,000 a month. You know, he's already making, I think, over $150,000, I would imagine. General budget is being eaten like a cancer by employed salaries and benefits. And the council keeps making it worse. This is just comments.
It's just bleeding.
We're talking about our sobering center. We just gave another $1,000 a month raise.
$12,000 a year.
You know, it would be nice. Wouldn't that be nice? Hey, wouldn't it be nice if the government said, hey, all you retired guys, you know, you guys got, you know, if you've got retired military, for every combat tour, you get another $500 a month retirement pay for every combat tour. Just imagine that. Okay, for every combat tour you've made, Marine or soldier or sailor or Coast Guardie or airman, you get another $500 a month retirement because just, you know, the wear and tear on your body and your psyche. So you should get another $500 a month.
I know of lots of working stiffs that settle for another buck an hour.
Yeah, absolutely.
And are told it can't be done.
There you go.
So okay. $1,000 a month, huh? Well, that's a pretty good raise.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a...
They put him right up in the ranks of Kim Niemer.
That's a chunk. That's a good chunk there. That's a... What is that, an hour?
He makes $168,000. So the one who's writing this, is that $168,000 now? Or is that $168,000 before the $12,000 a year raise? So when they come back to that. You know what? No! 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 Just say no! I mean, my God. They won't even let the people talk in the front of the meeting like they used to. They put them to the rear, and they want to listen to the people. They want to. You know what? If you want to build the people's confidence back in you, I mean, already there is a huge movement to recall some of you because of decisions you made in this. If you really want, you know, as you said, Julie, and as you said, Adam, you really want to make up. You know, you really want the people to trust and to do this. Why haven't you brought up the fact of, hey, let's bring the public comments back to the front of the meeting, to the beginning of the meeting. And then at least you can give some kind of lip service instead of pushing people to the rear of the meeting after you've done everything else.
Would you like the numbers for assuming a 40-hour work week when you're making $168,000, what that works out to?
Sure.
How about $81 an hour?
That's pretty good. That's pretty good pesos, man.
Well, you know
how
what?
About $81 an hour?
Okay, that's pretty good pesos.
Now here's who I'm not blaming for that. I'm not blaming DeWalt for that.
Oh, DeWalt, why would I?
No,
I'm happy for DeWalt.
Yeah, I'm happy for DeWalt. I'm happy for Kim Niemer. It's our city council that's got your head up your butts. Come on, guys. We can't even put we can't put community service officers out there. How much could that $24,000 would that pay? That $24,000 you made for the two raises. Oh, that's just a drop in the bucket. We have to pay this to get good people. That's a lie. That's an absolute lie.
That is a falsehood.
It is a falsehood
perpetrated by those who are in position that don't want to get out.
That's right.
That's a falsehood. I'll tell you that right now.
Why don't you take part of this $375,000 and get yourself a headhunter, and you go out and you list every one of these positions throughout the United States, every one of these paid positions from city manager on down, and see, and you cut the salary 25%. See how many great people would apply for these jobs. For these jobs from all over, and would come in here for 25% less to live here.
At least 25%.
At least 25% less. And just bring them in like that. Instead of saying, oh no, we have to keep paying this. Who says you have to keep paying this? The people there say you have to keep paying this.
Well, of course, because that's who's in charge. They're there. If everybody stays in place, everybody's happy.
In electronics, we call that a feedback loop.
Yeah. You know what? You've got to get inside the OODA loop there, their observation and their decision-making loop, and say, we got to make a change here. I can't believe it. You did it again. Thank you, City Council. We'll remember this one. We'll be right back. Ted Leidy and Carl Bach.
And the news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta Redding by Wind River Resort and Casino. It's better at the river.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The House is expected to sign off today on a $1.1 trillion plan to fund the government through September.
House Speaker Paul Ryan claiming a big victory on border security despite no money for the president's wall.
This bill has the biggest increase in border security funding in 10 years.
The bill also includes about a $15 billion boost for the Pentagon, about half of what the president wanted. Democrats claim they blocked some 160 poison pill riders that would have, among other things, weakened financial regulations and cut environmental funding.
At Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines, an American company that was paid nearly $700 million to secure an Iraqi airbase for F-16 fighter jets apparently turned a blind eye to alcohol smuggling, theft, security violations, and allegations of sex trafficking, according to an Associated Press investigation. A few more details from correspondent Lori Hynett.
The firm is called Sallyport Global, and AP has spoken to two former internal investigators and a half dozen former or current staff, and they're describing schemes at Iraq's Balad Air Base that would be major contract violations at best and potentially illegal.
As Lori Hynett reporting, President Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin have spoken for the first time since the U.S. launched missiles against an airbase in Syria, both sides coming away, saying they have renewed their commitment to try to work together to put an end to the Syrian civil war. U.S. services companies expanded in April.
The Institute for Supply Management says its services index rose last month to 57.5 from 55.2 in March. 16 services industries reported growth last month, led by wholesalers and utilities. Only one industry grouping covering agriculture, forestry, fishing, and hunting contracted in April.
That is Jeremy House reporting. It's been slow going across the board for the major indexes on Wall Street. Right now, the Dow's down 60 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
When you shop at your local Lifeway Christian store, you'll find trustworthy products that speak directly to your life at the best possible price. With a broad but trusted selection of options from popular authors and teachers like John MacArthur, Chuck Swindoll, Charles Stanley, Beth Moore, and Priscilla Shirer, you're sure to find what you need. At Lifeway, you'll also find a great selection of study Bibles to compare in translations like the New Christian Standard Bible, plus Bible studies, music, home decor, and resources for kids like DVDs, children's Bibles, and devotional books. Browse our selection. Flip through the pages of a book, Bible study, or Bible, and you're sure to find just the right item. When you find it, skip waiting on shipping from an online retailer because you never have to worry about paying too much. With our price match promise, we'll match most prices you find, including Amazon's. Simply show us the current price and we'll match it. See store for details, and to find a store near you, visit Lifeway.com. Lifeway Christian Store. Trustworthy products at the best possible price.
Hillary Clinton is blaming the FBI, the Russians, and even misogyny for her election loss last year. The former Democratic presidential nominee reflecting yesterday on the presidential contest during the Women for Women International's annual luncheon held in New York. She also concedes she may have made some mistakes. As Apple's stash of cash grows, so does the possibility the company will use some of that money for a huge acquisition.
The guessing game primarily has focused on potential acquisitions of video streaming service Netflix and electric car maker Tesla Motors. But in recent months, the takeover talk has swirled around whether Apple might do something even more dramatic by trying to buy the Walt Disney Company. A marriage between Apple and Disney would create the world's first company worth $1 trillion.
That is correspondent Andrew Stewart reporting. Breaking news and analysis can be found at townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew. An influential Republican moderate who had announced his opposition to the GOP health care bill says he's working with party leaders now on an amendment that could pick up crucial votes for the stalled measure. Michigan GOP Representative Fred Upton says the proposal would provide $8 billion over a five-year span to help people with pre-existing medical conditions. If you fly economy on American Airlines, it's going to get a little more cramped in your seat, as Ron DeRockster explains.
The Fort Worth-based carrier wants to add more seats on its soon-to-arrive Boeing 737 MAX aircraft. To do so will require shortening the distance between seats on three rows in economy by 2 inches, from 31 to 29, and by an inch in the rest of the economy section. United Airlines is planning a similar move.
The Eurozone economy grew by a solid quarterly rate of 0.5% in the first 3 months of the year. The increase reported by the agency Eurostat is in line with market expectations. More from townhall.com.
Wind River Resort and Casino is offering a fabulous Mother's Day brunch on Sunday, May 14th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Buffet includes omelet station, prime rib, pork loin, fresh chilled crab, steamed clams, honey lime shrimp, and an array of delicious trimmings and desserts. Adults $28 with River Club card. Children $11. Kids under 5 each free. All ladies will be entered into a drawing for a Wind River Retreat Spa package. Reservation suggested. Call 1-800-280-UIN. For a complete menu, log on to windriver.com. It's better at the river.
Are you a trivia geek? Think you know pop culture? Are you ready for a challenge?
Yeah? No? Maybe? Whatever. It's fun, and that's all that matters. Grab your friends and head down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play the River Trivia Challenge. Live every Tuesday night at 8 o'clock inside Overtime Lounge. Test your knowledge and show your skills by playing the River Trivia Challenge for a chance to win free slot play and fantastic prizes. For official rules and details, log on to windriver.com. Trivia is better at the River.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. That's right, the studios of KCNR 1460 in the heart of Redding. 1322 Market Street, right down here, close to Cleary's. And we're Deja Vu and Taco Bell and the support center.
Maxwell's.
Maxwell's. I tell you what, Maxwell's one of the... one of the best-kept secrets around this place is Maxwell's. That place
serve
is,
up a mean pizza.
But I tell you what, there's no better place, and they don't advertise with us, but there's no better place in the world to get wings than at Maxwell's. Mm-hmm. They have the best wings anywhere.
Watch out right for the volcano.
That's it. Yeah, don't eat the volcano. In fact, I'm going to buy a 12 wings volcano for Ted Leidy, my co-host today, if he'll eat them.
We've already done it once.
Did you have some already?
Yeah, you took me over there and fed me the volcano before I ate them. No, I didn't finish them.
That's right.
there was just too much. I'm not man enough.
Gosh, it was
great burgers too.
Tuesday night.
Tuesday is half. You know what, Maxwell's, you just got a freebie right there, buddy. Okay, hey, it's 12 minutes after the, no, I'm sorry, it's 7 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. Bob, what's it look like for weather here today and the rest of the week?
Well, we are on the topic of hot things. That is exactly what's in our forecast today. 94, I have trouble reading that. 94 degrees for a high today. Excuse me while I recover my breath. 63 for an overnight low. Mainly sunny for your Thursday with a thunderstorm possible, so it will be muggy conditions at 90. This gets better and better. Overnight low of 60. However, we see a dramatic drop in temperature on Friday when we'll drop down into the lower 70s. Pretty nice for a couple of days. We've actually got a chance of rain end of next week as we look at the extended forecast. It is 77 degrees in Redding, Shasta Lake. Last we checked, they have not been updated for a couple of days, but they're about 10 feet from the top. And this report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
That's right, a locally owned business, a veteran-owned business down in Anderson with Chuck and Judy Kinney, where they give discounts for seniors and veterans there. Give them a call at 365-3793. And Wellgate Sports Club is bringing us this segment. It's on the corner of Eureka and Court Street. It's the only club here in town that not only does it have all of the machines you can possibly work on and the free weights, they have classes in spinning and yoga. They also have the indoor saltwater swimming pool that you can work out in that and save wear and tear on your body as you get older or you meet your maximum density that you don't have to be pounding on the pavement. Plus, Boheme Spa. I mean, you can't find anything better than Well, Gate Sports Club. It's a great place.
Yeah, I got to go over there today. I've been the last couple of days doing yard work. Today, that's out of the question.
Yeah, I mean, you've been, and you've lost what? How many
pounds? About 45 pounds.
45 pounds since he's been going to Wellgate. And he has, I mean, and he goes down there and gets on his reclining bike that he has named Zelda and rides Zelda for an hour and a half.
I've been doing working out in the yard. That ain't going to happen today, let me tell you.
Now, I was thinking about going out and doing mortaring in between bricks today. Yeah, okay, I'll get over that.
Yeah.
Good morning, everybody. Ted Lighty's here. Ted's a good buddy and my hunting partner and my just a good friend. And said he'd come in today because we wanted to – Linda's off. And we're talking about our series of – what, you know, how much hunting means to Northern California. And it kind of ties into the guys we got right here with us today. Todd Jones from EDC and Tim
Marinello.
I'm sorry. Here, I'm sitting here with, I had it written down and then covered it on the page so I can't find it. From Catapult.
Catavolt.
Catavolt. Okay. Yep. You see, I thought you said Catapult because I can't hear. Anyway, Todd, good morning, buddy.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Well, I'm doing pretty good. I just managed to lose all my notes that I was just writing on. And Tim's trying to help me there. He sees them someplace. There they are. You're a good guy.
Yeah.
So it's Catavolt.
Correct, yes.
Okay, I'm sorry. Now, Todd, of course, is the development guy down there and the entrepreneur guy at the Economic Development Corporation.
Yeah, that's right. Director of Entrepreneurial Development at the EDC up at the Venture Hub, Caterpillar Drive. We have a couple events coming up and a few things I'll talk about here as we get into the show.
Great. That's going on. And Tim, tell us about Catavolt.
Yeah, so Catavolt, we are a mobile application software company out of Alpharetta, Georgia. And 2 years ago, I was approached to start a West Coast office in Redding, California with some sales and marketing folks due to the fact that we've got awesome talent and highly trained people up here. And so we went from five folks that we started with in April of 15. And we're up to 12, and we're off of Yuba Street.
Okay. So Catavolt is, I mean, so you weren't from here then?
I came up here for Simpson from San Diego in 2003.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then you've been at Simpson?
I've been in the tech scene for the last 10 years. I've been with three different startups, creating jobs in town.
You know what? People don't realize that how many tech jobs are around here and how they're growing. Like this. Of course, we have the Digital Revolution on Saturdays with Joel McKenna, who also has Cloud Potential and CloudWise Academy. And he had one of his students that came in here, Chris Weber. And Chris is a disabled veteran, worked out of the sport teams for the SEALs and the delivery teams. And and he has started his own business and is doing well.
Yeah, Carl, I mean, one of the best-kept secrets in town is our natural talent. I mean, we've got human capital up here. We are close enough to the Bay in Sacramento to do the same quality of work with high character, high quality, evangelical, excited people to go hit the market for people's businesses. And we're growing them here with companies like Limelight Health and Garrett Biggers.
Oh, yeah.
And we're moving them here with folks like us at Catavolt.
Well, you know, so Todd, when you see this happening, yet people don't seem to realize, even though we talk about this every month and we've got Digital Revolution on every Saturday and we push things. We have Rachel Hatcher. Rachel, by the way, is going to work here full time.
Yeah, she's amazing.
She went to the McConnell family.
Yeah, she's some kind of created a position over at McConnell for her.
As they should, because she is a very creative person. So she kind of like did her last futuristic or her job at the
Institute for the Future.
Right. She's such an interesting person, but there's so much here. How do we get the word out?
Well, hey, we do it right here the first Wednesday of every month on KCNR. Yeah. But we do other things. You know, I work on a newsletter, which there's every company's got a newsletter these days, but I get that out. We do events at the EDC like Beer and Bites, which is about every 6 weeks. Our next one is tomorrow, actually, from 5:30 to 7:30 at the Venture Hub. We have a topic on hiring employees because a lot of startups haven't had to face that yet. So we're going to talk a little bit about what pitfalls to look out for and how to do that. And then we just we do marketing and we try to connect with other groups around the state to let them know about what's going on. And people like Tim, he's a great resource. I've known him for several years now, but he's hired, I think, something like 500 plus people here in the city of Reading over his years working in the tech industry. He's brought a lot of companies to town specifically for the sales teams, and there's a lot of them, like 5-11. What other ones are?
Yeah, so Axion, Polypri over at the Venture Hub, he's brought, there's close to a dozen folks there. Chad McCauley at 5-11, he has anywhere between 15 and 50 folks out close to the airport. Rick Sabraka has been influential.
What's 5-11 do? Tell me, because we got to take a break here.
All right.
Sorry. I really get into this.
Quarter after, yeah. I know you're at 5-11.
Unfortunately, we have to do this now. This portion of the show is brought to you by
Northern Firearms Instruction.
There you go, my friend Ted Leidy, who is right here with us now. Hey, last weekend you had an advanced class.
Well, you had a tactical carbine class.
It was probably one of the most well-received classes that you were going to, okay, I'm just kidding.
It is.
No, it was a good class. But you also had advanced pistol class.
Yeah, one, advanced CCW class.
This is what Ted does for a living. He doesn't do this part-time. You teach all over, not just in the Reading and Shasta County. It's every county. How far south do you go now?
We go to Kings County.
Kings County.
Just south of Fresno.
And how many thousand people do you think you put through?
Over the years?
Oh, yeah.
About 16,000.
16,000 since you began this. And it's kind of like been around it since since you started this.
That's a startup right there, an entrepreneur.
Well, see, it was a startup.
23 employees.
Yeah.
And you think about it, because they are. I mean, they're part-time, most of them, because everybody's got a job. But everybody that you use them throughout all the way down to King County. Because you can't be everywhere where like you used to be.
Right.
So you have this CCW training. Not only that, but you have personal training, private training. We're working on an idea for security of home.
Yep.
Security of home and family for home invasion. How do we make your home secure on the outside, and how do we keep it secure on the inside? And you'll be seeing that in the near future. Anyway, Northern Firearms Instruction, check them out at I've got readingccw.com.
U.S. Gun Pro.
Or usgunpro.com.
.com.
Or give them a call at 530-999-1822. We'll be right back after these messages.
Join me this Thursday night in Overtime Lounge in Wind River Resort and Casino from 6:30 to 8:30. Hi, this is Linda Bott, and Lady Bott and the Bluebirds will be swinging the night away with Cleveland Bonet on keyboards, Bruce Kalin on bass, Bobby Veramontes on drums, and special guest Lou White on sax and flute. Call 243-3377 for reservations today. That's Thursday, May 4th, Lady Bott and the Bluebirds in Overtime Lounge. See you there.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Taking America back is more than merely voting for the right candidate and expecting him alone to turn a morally bankrupt country around. What made and will continue to make America great is a country who allows God his rightful place. Without godly Christian values, there's no absolute standard for our courts to judge by, and no standard to hold our politicians accountable. People must experience a change of heart that only comes from a relationship with Jesus Christ. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
The Reading Rodeo has been inducted into the PRCA Hall of Fame as one of the top rodeos in the nation. Come see what makes the Reading Rodeo a recipient of this great honor as the Reading Rodeo takes place May 17th through the 20th. 4 days of action-packed rodeo with free performances of the Wrangler Million Dollar Silver Tour Rodeo. Wednesday and Thursday night are family night, and Friday is tough enough to wear pink night. Sponsored by Pendleton Whiskey. Saturday night, it's the Wrangler Champions Challenge as the top 10 in each event compete for an $80,000 purse. Every night will feature a Chuck Wagon Races specialty act. Tickets are on sale now. For tickets, go online to ReadingRodeo.com or visit the Rodeo Box Office at the Reading Rodeo Grounds Monday through Saturday, 9 to 6. Order by phone at 241-8559. Reading Rodeo annual stake feed is Saturday, May 13th. Follow the Reading Rodeo on Facebook. The Reading Rodeo Grounds roar to life for the annual Reading Rodeo.
Do you back the blue? This is Ken White of the Good News Rescue Mission. You're invited to Blue, the Mission Spring Fundraising Luncheon on May 17th as we celebrate the unbelievable stories and positive impacts of law enforcement in the lives of women and children. You'll also hear from four-time Ironman and active Jeunesse County, Michigan Undersheriff Chris Swanson as he shares a much-needed inspirational message for our time. And we'll be making a big announcement in conjunction with We Back the Blue that day, so you won't want to miss it. Purchase your table today at gnrm.org.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda. Linda is off today because she took the brunt of everything yesterday while I was out hunting. I'm back today. It's 21 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. I got Ted Lighty here, except Ted's out taking business calls right now. Good morning, everybody. It is the 3rd of May. It is 77 degrees. It's going to be 95 today. Oh, my goodness. I can't believe how warm it is and how warm it's going to be. However, Bob did just tell us it's going to make me cool off a little bit here. Did you say a chance of rain Thursday? Just to make it hard.
The following week.
Okay, yeah,
that's a long range forecast.
Oh, that would be terribly muggy tomorrow.
Thursday we do have late days thunderstorms, which could make it just a little bit sticky.
Yeah, boy, I must move back down to North Carolina. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by B&T Satellite. Why would you call the 800 number when you've got a local veteran-owned business right here in town that is a startup business who hires lots of people, who gives you super, super service, who gives veterans discounts at his business that will start you at a $39.99 package where you can watch 40 or 50 channels. I mean, how many channels do you watch? Do you watch 250 channels? Hell no. I don't even watch 10 channels, and yet I have to pay the national company so much more money. Go to B&T Satellite. Call 241-DISH, 241-3474. Call Doug Tooley. You're never going to be sorry. Okay, I'm here with Todd Jones, who is the Director of Entrepreneurship at the EDC over there at the Shasta Venture Hub, and Tim Marinaro, who is head of the Catapult here, which is a startup company that does
Mobile app development. So we make mobile apps for more Fortune 1000 manufacturing companies so they can connect job-specific apps for their employees. Cool. And do better business.
Great. Now, I mean, so give me an example. How hard is it to build an app?
It depends. I mean, if you do it from the ground up, you can code an app. It really just depends. You can do it 100 different ways. Most apps in the industry, if you create an app, it's going to run you anywhere between $50,000 to $70,000 for one single version of an app, so an Android app, for example. But then you'd have to build an iOS version of that mobile app.
Well, let me ask you a question. So that's if you code it. Now, mm-hmm. It's just like everything. I mean, I built a website by coding,
mm-hmm.
and I will never ever do that again. Mm-hmm. I'm not even sure how I did it the first time.
I was impressed, believe me.
You know, no, I did, and it looks like, you know, it's like your third grader with the crayon, and, you know, people pat me on the head and all this, while other people in there were building things that were just, wow, God, look, it's flying.
Mm-hmm.
But then we learned how to build websites without coding everything, mm-hmm. just code parts of it. Are apps at that point now?
Yeah, they are. I think our company is a platform-based solution so that you're not starting from scratch, like mm-hmm. starting from the code. It's a no-code platform so that business process leaders can actually go in there and tailor the process into the software and then have a personalized...
Okay, now let's talk about this for people who are just their eyes are spinning right now.
Yeah.
So when you've got an app, it's like when you click on something and you want to see KCNR 1460, right? So an app for that would be... So somebody would have that, and they just click on it and just take them right to us?
Honestly, you can build it for whatever you want. So we
so when, so but you say they can be for $50,000 to $70,000.
So what I'm talking about is B2B apps, so people that are going business to business or internal with their large companies.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't target consumers. There are programs and applications
right.
you can do for that. But what we work with companies like Airstream Trailers, the big silver okay. bullet travel trailers.
And
So, okay, I'm sorry, go on.
Yeah, so we create apps to take the place of their paper process so that they can have better quality assurance and audits with their transportation delivery team so that if somebody dents it in the field, they're not having to pay for that due to the fact that they have an app that they've already done their QA audit inspection on their phone. It gets logged in the database, and they can have assurance that they're not going to be liable for anything post-manufacturing.
Wow.
That's amazing.
So you can just, on your phone, you can just use the app.
So there's technicians.
Does it inspect the trailer?
Correct, yeah. You can build it. Again, any native functionality that you enjoy in your consumer life, you can build into a work-related application.
That's just amazing.
Yeah, the technology is amazing. I think that as amazing as the technology is the people. I think that in Shasta County, we've got some of those amazing folks that have moved. I don't know about you all in this room, but there's a lot of transplants in town that believe, man, Reading is the place to be. We all vote with our feet and spend our money. We could be anywhere else in the world, but we choose Reading, California because of its natural resources and amazing people and so on and so on. We all have our own personal whys. And we've got some amazing reasons to have other companies invest in us as a city, and those reasons are that they have names on them. You know, they're Jacob Taskinen, who's a Oregon State grad who wants to be, you know, came to Reading to be a part of BSSM with Bethel and wanted a great job, got started in the tech scene, and he's doing phenomenal. Kim Brown, who's a Shasta High graduate, and she's, you know, really grabbed herself by the bootstraps and you know, taken low positions in technology to go to a leadership position, and now she's a director of our marketing engine. We've got folks like Luke Miner, who went to BSSM as an 18-year-old. I hired him at 21. He started a software company called UCaring as a website, and now, if you go to the Bay Area, that company's been taken over and purchased, and there's 25 jobs in the Bay Area that was started by two individuals in Redding, California. And it's because folks want to be here, and there's amazing, rich human capital in Redding that if we take the time and invest and go find it and train it, there's amazing people to be your next candidate and bring the next jobs to town.
Well, and there are those that have been talking about this for years. I mean, Rocky Slaughter, clear back in 2007 and 2006. I mean, this was his rebel yell, so to speak, and has been since day one.
Yep.
I mean, he's never wavered. And then all of a sudden, you know, more and more good, talented, future-driven people mm-hmm. like yourself show up in town out of nowhere, right? I mean, you just
well, it's not out of nowhere. It's usually for one of two reasons, right? Education or women, right? You know, at least for me.
It was
both for me.
Yeah, so
I met my wife in the cafeteria.
Eddie's got a cool name,
exactly. And I wanted to find a place to stay with my, you know, in the area where my wife's family is for a short time. And Rick Sabraka, who is a vice president at a Fortune 40 company called Ingram Micro in the 90s and through the early 2000s, moved up here. He retreated and did some consulting for Simpson University, and he saw, man, there's a lot of amazing Simpson juniors and seniors that don't have a job market to go into in Reading, so they have to flee. And at the same time, he's doing some consulting for a startup in Orange County. He said, hey, why don't you fire that startup in Orange County and do it up in here, you know, do it in Reading. I'll lead it. We'll do it with Simpson graduates. And that's morphed over the last 10 years into Simpson, Bethel, Shasta College, Chico State, and then surrounding, Bethel draws a lot of different highly educated folks. So we've got language support for, you know, technology support around the world. We've got, we've had folks with master's and doctorates leading technical support positions because they want to be in Reading. They, you know, and there's this is the best position
Tim,
for the field.
Tim, we got to bottle you, man.
Hey,
yeah, I love him.
You brought me on here to talk.
That's why I brought him in.
Well, we need to bottle you and give this to and send this out in a little spray bottle everywhere so they can just spray Tim around.
I'm going to tell you.
I'm telling you what, you are just like. You are saying everything that I've heard over the last couple of years here, you know, with all the tech people coming rolling through here. You put it all together. And Todd, thanks a lot. for because you're doing your job, because Tim, obviously, who's been here for a while, is not some guy who just came in yesterday and goes, oh, yeah, it's really good here. No. And the things he's saying.
You know who could use Tim? The city council.
The city council.
But, you know,
they should hire you.
And during the last round, worked closely with Julie and Adam, and they're, you know, they're both very, you know, very focused on economic development, and Julie specifically has been really supportive in trying to find ways and bridges between private money and new jobs and promoting technology in the town. And so I think she's doing a fabulous job. I think Adam's got some amazing ideas. I think other city council members have, you know, Brent, when he campaigned, he came and met with a previous company of mine. But I think there is, ultimately, there needs to be one driver. And unfortunately, there's not a single voice in this area. And so the reality is we've all got to own it. You know, we all can be the change. Reading's the one town. I'm from San Diego. I don't have hopes that one person can change San Diego. It's too big, in my opinion. I can change Reading. Each one of us can change Reading, and we can bring our relationships in. We can, we can see that the kind of change that.
Well, if you look at the book that your predecessor had, Hope Seth had, Coming Jobs for, the change in a town comes from the entrepreneurs and the businesses, not the city government.
Mm-hmm.
City government usually is they're kind of bureaucratic, bound. They're managed city managers. All these people in charge are there because they've worked well inside the system. The city council are politicians who aren't even doing it full time, and I don't even think grasp. Many of them don't even grasp what things that have to be done. So it's going
to
take.
I not to cut you off. I do think that. Julie's a little interesting because she's a practitioner. It was her idea to infiltrate and help support take over the Civic with the current lease, and she's been doing some really interesting things behind the scenes that are merging private money with jobs. So I agree with you. I totally agree with you.
As an issue, there are people like Adam McElvain that are wanting the high speed, high speed optics there, or high speed fiber, and I'm sure Brent Weaver's got some things. But they're all working as not as an arrow. They're working as a bunch of fingers instead of a fist. Even if they have these, unless they can convince each other, like Adam McElvain voted against the raise. I said they all voted for the raise last night. He voted against the raise. I want to make sure everybody knows that Adam did not vote for that raise last night. But we need to have a group of people that pushes and then let the city council see it and let them get on to it and let them join with us and then push forward in such a way as that we can build this place and can fix some of these. We've got to take a break. 8:33 in the morning. I'm here with Ted Leidy here at Free Fire Radio on the studios of KCNR 1460. We're with Todd Jones and Tim Marinella. We'll be right back after these messages.
All you got is this moment. 21st century's yesterday. You can care all you want.
We talk about your life and your money on The Dave Ramsey Show. Weekday afternoons, live from noon to 3 on KCNR 1460.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Orchard Nutrition Center knows that your time is valuable. Now you can place your deli order online, and we'll have it ready when you're ready. visit Orchard Nutrition Center's Facebook page and click on the Use App button. From there, you can select to order delicious deli items such as deli cheeses, meats, a variety of fresh-made salads, or you can select to build your own custom deli sandwich. Choose from a variety of freshly baked breads. Add your favorite cheese, meat, condiments. And don't forget to add your favorite veggies. And if you'd like to add some extras, that's okay. Create your sandwich your way. And now you can pay online with our secure online checkout, and your order will be ready in 30 minutes. Whether a single item or a large order for your office or family, skip the checkout lines and log on to Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook at OrchardNutrition.com or download the Orchard Nutrition Center app from Google Play or the App Store. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
A young woman working long hours can't wait to be home with her small children. They are her joy, her love, and her inspiration. But she can't go home. Home is not safe. Where does she go? How does she protect her children? Each month, One Safe Place protects over 125 victims of domestic violence. Join us on Saturday, May 6th for Walk a Mile in Her Shoes at 9 a.m. at the Red Lion Hotel on Hilltop to support One Safe Place. You don't need high heels, just a heart to help. Visit ospshasta.org for more information.
The people of Shasta Lake love where you live. This Friday and Saturday, come celebrate at the Shasta Danbury Boomtown Festival. Friday, enjoy the Big Ideas Science Fair and fun run at the Shasta Dam Visitor Center. Saturday's pancake breakfast is 6:30 to 10 a.m. at the Shasta Lake Fire Hall, followed by the Boomtown Parade. Then party in the park with For Pete's Sake Show and Shine, live music, kids activities, crafted vintage fair, all in Claringle Park. For more information and entry forms, go online to ShastaDanbury.org. Celebrate love where you live at the Shasta Danbury Boomtown Festival this Friday and Saturday.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
Hot town, summer in the city. Back of my neck getting dirt and gritty. Yeah. Bend down, isn't it a pity? Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around people.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Studios of KCNR 1460, your town hall of the air. And it is. It's hot time in the city. Gritty on my neck. Maybe I just haven't taken a shower since yesterday. 24 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock here on the 3rd of May.
I was going to mention going something.
Up to 94. Oh, no, look. When you talk about hunting pigs, as we did earlier, and we're going to get out of that. But Todd, you've hunted pigs
yeah,
before.
Yeah, a couple times.
You know, people said, did you get one? I said, look, if we got one, you'd know it.
Yeah.
Because as I walked into the room, or as I got out of the truck, you would know if I got a pig. Because you have your own aroma.
You got to change your clothes before you get in your truck.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, yeah. But see, that's why I got Ted there. Ted's going to.
He's a guy, so he does it all for you, right?
He's good. No, well, you know what? Most guys would, because we're buddies. I'm right in there with my elbows into it, too. So.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. You're not going to find a better place to get a haircut, my friends. Man's last stronghold. Am I right there?
That's right. Logan. Just yesterday.
Yeah.
Just got my haircut.
Logan, Tim.
DC, yeah. He'll be back soon, I think.
Yeah, he will.
He is. Has Logan shaved his beard yet?
No, it's still long.
It tickles you in the back of your neck.
You obviously was Tim Marinello, Logan, from Catapult.
Logan cut my hair last time.
Yeah. Are you kidding? You guys are getting that close to Logan?
No,
okay, but he says
he does a good job.
He does. He's cutting that beard the day DC walks back in. He's
cutting really?
That was the deal. So DC, get back there, because frankly, Logan looks a little bit like a jihadist terrorist with that beard. Okay, let's move on. Cypress Square Barbershop. Okay, we're here with Todd Jones, who is the director of the entrepreneurs at the Shasta Venture Hub for the Economic Development Corporation, and Tim Marinello, who heads up Catavolt right here in town, but he's been here a long time doing startups, hired over 500 people since he's been here in the last, 10 years?
10 years.
Okay. We were talking about there's people with good ideas at the city council. There are, and we hear them. But we need a push. We need a real push in a V, a united front here to show exactly what we have out here.
You know, I was thinking about that before we took the break, and I actually talked to a guy yesterday that moved down from Portland, and there's a lot of people that come to Reading, and they want to see transformation and all this stuff, and they want to see Reading become this next great city in the United States. And what I've been telling him and what I've been telling other people is, you know, you're not going to get it from the city council, probably, because they a lot of times they have their own vision. City managers typically aren't going to be major visionaries. And what I'm saying to people like him and my family's doing it. You just got to put your money where your mouth is, and you got to do it. I mean, look at downtown Reading. You got the police station. You got Sherman Square, where we're at right now. You got people trying to buy the Americana. You got the K2 development, which is government funded for a big chunk of it. But there's a lot of people that are just doing it. You know, no one's telling them, hey, will you redevelop the police station or make Sherman Square this, you know, little jewel of Reading, or do the Americana and bring it back to its glory days and do student housing. People are just doing good things, and people are supporting that. And I think the city council and the supervisors are being supportive of those efforts. Otherwise, a lot of this stuff wouldn't happen. I mean, the due diligence process with the police station and Americana, you know, those guys are going to have their ducks in a row before they pull the trigger with the support of city council and the permit center to know, hey, this is what we want to do. Can we do this? Is it going to be realistic for us? And they're going to get the support to move forward,
well,
hopefully.
The Americana has now just filed a lawsuit against the city for saying it was unfair practice to force them out and all this blah, blah, blah. We'll see what happens with that. But you're absolutely right. We've had Aaron not on, not mm-hmm. Aaron, Danny on from the K2. And this whole family is – this isn't going to be their only – this isn't their only a dog in the fight here either.
No, they got a lot of
they're
things going
looking,
on.
They're looking at Reading, and we've got a lot of people that look at Reading. But you're right. You know, the guy from Portland says, oh, with this. Well, we've got a river right now that hopefully in the next 5 years you're going to start seeing development on it. But it's got to be with a planned development of it. And I'm not sure, you know, do you hold the city responsible for this? Is this a county thing? Saying, because the last river plan they had, I think it dates like 98. And that's just like it could be 1898.
Right.
Because we need something to say, what are we going to put down along the river? There's one restaurant on this river between here and Red Bluff, and that's the View 202. Mm-hmm. That's it. We have two or three trailer parks on it. We have other things. We have a golf driving range.
Yeah, so we can either wait for city council to do it. And I know that Adam and Julie both in the last campaign have talked about bridging that gap. Or we can have folks like the EDC make headway. Both of those don't put the ownership on the individual. Or we could have whoever's close with the owning family of that property that comes
family.
Up in the next year. That will sway them to do what's in the best interest of this town. We all, you know, there are friends listening that can impact that family's decision to do a major development push and to get with the right people. And it's your time to act.
Yeah, because even with the city, if they had a plan for Park Marina, the city doesn't own any of that property.
Yeah.
So the people that own the property have to be able to want. I mean, if they said, hey, we're going to do this, or someone comes in and says, you know, why don't you sell it to whoever. I know McConnell Foundation's had interest in buying up some of that, and some other folks have.
Well, that's been the
and
problem.
And that's a whole other story.
You know, that's
But however, it's not, you know, it's not city owned land, so someone needs to do it. I mean, at least we have, you know, Caldwell Park is not as good maybe as it used to be, but I think it's getting better, you know, and that's city owned land, and that's a nice piece of riverfront, really, with the aquatic center and the viewing station and the playground and the soccer fields. You know, it's that little piece of city land is good to have, but we need that private landowners to develop it and, you know, make headway.
Just
and
imagine if you've got the Turtle Bay right mm-hmm. there, along there with a little kiosk along the river.
It'd be unreal.
You know, a river, you know, little river cruises and electric boats, so you're not polluting.
People wouldn't drive through Reading to get the bend. They'd just stop here.
Well, we could do that. Now, we're never going to have the river, you know, the jet boats up the river. We can't do that because of the fishing and all this, and it's just not in the right area. But you could have all types of excursions going down there. I know that Phil Keister tried to start his paddleboard stuff. You may get that going again, mm-hmm. you know, going down the river. But there's so many things. You get 30,000 anglers that come in here just to fish this area. So think about that if you have, you know, if you've got 60,000 cars passing us every day, if you could get 10% of them off, 5% of them off to come in and spend some time with us. So Shasta Wonderland, Shasta Cascade Wonderland
Association
spends, I think we spend up close to $2 million with these people to advertise and to push Reading in this area.
And that comes from the TOT tax primarily, and then I believe a lot of the hoteliers also forked up another percentage of their sales to help drive some of this marketing.
I would really like to see what they're doing. And I think everybody would like to see what they're doing. And, I mean, you can look it up, I'm sure. And, in fact, maybe we shall.
Their website is down, interestingly enough.
Oh, boy, isn't that fortuitous.
I would like to see. I think you can go on to the, but you can go on to the city website and you can go to that and you can see where they spent their money.
With $2 million, you can't keep a website up.
Well, I said it's almost $2 million, man. Come on, you know, maybe we should have. Hey, Tim.
Yeah.
Tim, grab your crew. Get
yeah,
over there.
Right. I'll be there.
Hey, you know what? You know, and this could be something you all just. Hey, you know what? We're putting our fingers where our mouth is here. We're just going to make sure that site works.
You know, yeah. And we've had a lot of good stuff going on too at the EDC with some of the entrepreneurial stuff. I think I talked about it a little bit last time, but you know, we got a couple companies graduating the EDC from the Venture Hub this month. So one of them, the one of the bigger ones that's growing pretty rapidly, and I talked a little bit about it last month, is Square Practice.
Mm-hmm.
He started with this idea about a couple years ago. He's a local guy, went to West Valley, went to Simpson. Started this company, works for a dental sales company full-time, started this SaaS platform for dental offices, and he's growing very rapidly.
He's brought on guys from Bethel, and he just hired a Simpson guy who's a close friend of mine, who's a killer sales guy. I mean, these guys are growing organically. It's a really exciting...
No debt, didn't have to raise any money.
And what's this one, the Square?
It's called Square Practice, and it's a business intelligence platform for dentist office right now. And I think there's room for different areas that they can go into. But right now, it plugs into all the major dental software programs. His close rate for sales is outrageous because people want this program. It provides so much value to these dentist offices to see how well the practice is doing. Mm-hmm.
But again, that was Andy. He has a great full-time job. He had this idea to spin off a startup out of a strong position in his full-time job, and now it's birthed the next, you know, the next best.
Yeah, I think he's got
Shasta County startup.
8 employees now. He'll probably be up to, I believe, probably 15 to 20 by the end of the year, with $1 million of revenue by the end of the year is his target, which I believe is very achievable based on how he's going right now. So he's getting monthly recurring revenue, MRR, based on these subscriptions. It's, you know, $500 to $2,500 a month for a dentist office up to a dentist practice with multiple offices. So they're growing out of their office very quickly at the Venture Hub, which is what we like to see. They're moving downtown on Court Street. They got an office there, which they'll move into, I believe, next week. And then the other one is Spiro Pictures, Matt and Joy Thayer, who've been around for a while.
Yeah.
And they're moving out downtown with another group called Mindbox Studios. Joshua Johnson's another developer in town with a growing company, and they have a building on Pine Street that they're moving into, Spiro Pictures and Mindbox Studios.
Yeah, and Joshua is – do we need to cut?
I need to take a break.
All right. Let me talk about that when we come back.
Okay. Yep. Plus, we want to talk about – we have some kind of thing coming up.
A couple events coming up and maybe touch on some recruitment activity that we've been having.
Right on.
Okay. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Bott, Ted Leidy. We're here with Todd Jones, who's from the EDC, and Tim Marinello, who heads up Catavolt right here in town, talking about how many great things are going on in Reading that people have no idea, no concept that are going on, and the rich environment we have for growth in the technical fields. We'll be right back.
After we inspected a vehicle with a driving problem, I called the insurance company, Don Steck, for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The insurance adjuster seemed skeptical because the vehicle had recently been repaired, so I invited him to inspect it. The first area was only 1/8 inch off, as was the second. He said, "I don't see a problem. Each area is within tolerance." "Tolerance is accumulative," I said. "This car is 1/4 inch short on one side, and that will amplify over the length of the car. When measured the full length, the wheels will not align. Accumulative damage is often not understood." He said he would check with the shop to do the repair. He called later and said, "They are frustrated, because no matter how perfect they make it, Coachmaster can always make it better." I replied, "If we can make it better, it was not perfect." Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Turtle Bay's spring plant sale prices have been extended. If you missed out on the sale, don't worry. You can still get a discount on the many drought-tolerant and riparian perennial plants that have been grown on-site at the Turtle Bay Nursery. Turtle Bay members get 30% off and non-members get 20% off through the month of May. The nursery is open every Friday and Saturday from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. all year long. Visit turtlebay.org for a full inventory list and more details. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans.
the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
The 23rd Annual Banquet for the Reading Chapter of Safari Club International will be conducted May 13th at the Wind River Event Center. Safari Club International is the premier organization that protects hunters' rights and promotes wildlife conservation worldwide. Join us for a night of great food and fantastic auctions. Auctions will include African hunting safaris, Argentinian dove hunts, elk, bear, and buffalo hunts. Special drawings for youth and ladies for gear and guns. For tickets, call Larry McLeod at 530-474-5075.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant on Friday, May 19th at 7:30 a.m. on Free Fire Radio, here on AM 1460 KCNR.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, right here at KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. And speaking of classical gas, Bob, tell us what it looks like for the weekend here for weather. You didn't think you were going to get away with that, did you?
Call a segue, don't
you? Yeah.
94 today, about 90 tomorrow, thunderstorms likely, so we could see some muggy weather. Temperature be dropping off rapidly as we get to Friday. We're down into the lower 70s, as a matter of fact. Next, real good chance of rain late next week. Right now in Reading, we're up to about, I'm scared to look, honestly. about 77 degrees.
That's not too bad. It's, you know, at 8, it's 10 minutes till 9 in the morning, and it's 77 degrees.
I've seen us break 90 degrees by this time.
We've been at 90 before at this time. No, this is just like, this is balmy, Hey, Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call, 365-3793. Discounts for seniors and veterans, and the Home Helpers has taken us to this on this segment at 226-8350. You're not going to find a better place for in-home health care, either short-term or long-term, than Home Helpers and Sharon Clark. She's the very best. If I was going to, if Ted got hurt, I would have Sharon Clark take care of you, or one of her people, you know, because I trust her. I trust her totally. You know, she has a great business, and she does great work. Sharon Clark, she takes care of veterans very well. Again, 226-8350, or look up Home Helpers Reading. Okay, I'm here, like I said, with Ted Leidy. Tomorrow, Trish Clark has it. And you and I are on Chapter 2.
We're on Chapter 2 of the Hog Hunt. Who's Trish got coming in?
Oh, she's got, Rick Pacetti's going to be here. She's just got a whole list of people. Rick, hey, Colt 45 is coming.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're going to be, Coach. And we're going to be, broadcasting every one of the games again this year. Kyle DeFore is back, and we're going to have a great time doing that.
Our boys are almost old enough to go.
I know.
Yeah. Season tickets.
Yeah, that's there you go. Hey, we're here with Todd Jones, who is the director of the Entrepreneurs for Economic Entrepreneurship for the Economic Development Corporation at the Shasta Venture Hub, and Tim Marinaro, who heads up Catavolt, which is a company here in town that builds huge apps for a lot of money. And we're talking about all the great things that are going on. And this is our regular Wednesday. Our first Wednesday of each month is with EDC. And I've not had a chance to talk with Tim before, but Tim has got so many great things to say about all the positive things that are going on, all the positive work and companies that are coming in here that because of the talent-rich environment and the easy startup here. And then Todd's telling us about startups who are graduating from the Venture Hub who've gotten too big for it because they've been a success.
Yeah, Carl, I think that one person that should be on your radar is a guy named Joshua Johnson at Mindbox Studios. He's the CEO there. And he adopted Reading after coming here for Bethel. And he had a vision to get into land development. And He's broken ground on over 20 house housing track off the Bonneview area, Shiloh Park, and
is running band. Joshua Johnson.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I'll connect you with him after the show.
Yeah. But the fact is, there's all this. The Reading draws rich talent to it due to, you know, Bethel, Simpson, Shasta, Chico, just our natural beauty
resources
and fun and family. And we've got to all take personal responsibility and take advantage of it. And a lot of people don't know where to go. So the EDC is a great steering guide. And you guys have local events coming up, right, Todd?
So why don't you tell us about that? Beer and Bites is tomorrow. So that's 5:30 to 7:30 at the Shasta Venture Hub. We have a topic we're going to be talking on, hiring your first employer, hiring employees. But also it's a great networking opportunity for entrepreneurs. Then we have Pitch Breakfast, which is the second Thursday of every month at the Venture Hub. Two companies pitch. It starts at 7:15 a.m., 4300 Caterpillar Drive. It's a little bit like Shark Tank, but a little friendlier environment. There's usually not money on the table at the end of the meeting, but it's a great place for entrepreneurs to refine their pitch, practice their idea, get some feedback from local community members and mentors, investors, so they can go on to angel investors or, you know, potentially venture capital at some point to get some dough to make their startup grow and run. And the local Shasta Angels Investment Group has invested over $1.5 million and I believe 7 companies, and they're actually performing very well.
Mm-hmm.
And other angel groups throughout Northern California are interested to talk to Eric Hyatt, who's the executive director, about, hey, you know, what are you looking for? What are you doing? How are your startups doing so well? Because it's usually about a less than 10% chance that, you know, less than 10% of your startups you invest in at angel round, seed round, are going to succeed. But we've had, I don't know what the percentage is, but it's been quite a bit more than that. So it's people are pretty
anything
impressed.
Over 10% is good.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, and I haven't said a whole lot during this conversation because I'm sitting here in awe. This has been a very good conversation for me and a great way to start my day. I can tell you, I'm a gun trainer, right? So I'm a personal protection guy. So you know what I listen to all day. And you know what I hear and have to pay attention to. And, you know, I had class last night where someone had been assaulted, you know, violently. And really, some of my personal protection classes are a little bit like AA meetings where they share to kind of get over the whole thing, right? And of course, they're carrying a gun, you know, they're licensed gun carriers, some of them because of it, some of them not. And it's so easy for me, especially because, you know, I've been older. I've been here many, many years, right? I graduated from Evergreen Union School District in the 8th grade in 79, West Valley in 83, so on and so forth. Joined the Army, retired, came home. So it's easier for me to reach back and talk about how bad it is and how much things have changed and all that. But then when I get in front of you two and I start listening to you talk, I think to myself, you know what? If we do this right, we can do this. We can get past this if we do it right. We just have to – it's a little bit of a perception change, a little perspective, excuse me, a little bit of a perspective change. And, you know, you mentioned Bethel more than once today, and if you follow me on Facebook or look at my comments on writing.com, you know I'm a Bethel fan. A lot of my friends are from Bethel. Whenever I hear somebody come out against them for whatever reason, it's almost ridiculous to me.
It's a
ridiculous conversation to me. I'm like, what is wrong with you? Right. And I'm not here to talk about that. I just wanted you to know that I appreciate you doing it because I'm a Bethel fan too.
Yeah.
I'm not a goer. I don't go to Bethel. I don't know anything about BSSM besides, you know, what I can pick up on the internet and things like that. But I know a lot of people from that organization. And I can tell you, thank you for bringing them up, and Simpson, and Shasta, and Chico, and the good that is going on. Mm-hmm. And Todd, I really want to thank you for driving the entrepreneurship at EDC. While we've been sitting here talking, I went to the website. I looked at it. It's a great website. For, you know, kind of germinating this idea that you can have a startup, that you can have a company, you can put it together, and here are really the services and the goods and services that are going to make it going forward, not going back.
Right.
So great, great, Man, what a great conversation today.
Wednesdays are always, because I also, I'm sitting here every day hearing sometimes it's just the dregs. The dregs, but, things that are, you just got to keep fighting against, or at least illuminating. So when you get today, just say, hey, it's working. It's working. Yep. We just don't know about it.
Absolutely. We have a lot to be thankful for, and we need to look at what our strengths are. And we have amazing strengths here in human capital and natural resources and our talent pool here.
We do. And we just have – and I think that's a – if it wasn't a minute and a half left, that would have been a great way to end. Right.
There are folks who talk about how bad things are and how they're going to take off and move someplace else. Okay.
Do it.
Don't let the door hit you.
You know what? I don't argue with them, because the bottom line is I get it, but
places change a lot.
Yeah,
but it doesn't mean that it can't come back.
That's right.
And we're looking at a wave. Now it's they may not be felling timber, but they're sure making a lot of money and bringing it into town.
Now, if it wasn't in California,
it's not going to come back on its own. No. And it's going to take guys like this to make it come back.
I know we don't have much time left, but we've had a lot of recruitment activity. We've had 8 RFPs that Tony's responded to in the last. Just since this year alone, and manufacturers are looking to move here. Mm-hmm. Although we have challenges being in California, we still have a lot of benefits because we are the 7th largest economy in the world, and we have a lot of great natural resources, and it's a great place to live.
Yep.
And we are.
Yep.
Okay. Todd Jones and Tim Marinello, thanks so much for being with us today, guys.
Great meeting you both, man.
Yeah.
Great meeting you. Carl,
and bro,
I'll see you at 5 o'clock.
See you at 5 o'clock 5
a.m. tomorrow
house.
Morning.
There you go.
We're looking at the stars and chasing them hogs.
Hey, guys. It's the good guys against the bad guys, and today we've just had good guys in here. So everybody have a great day, and watch the temperature. Keep your dogs and loved ones out of those closed cars.
Community Talk Radio for the North State is AM 1460, KCNR Shasta Redding, where the news is brought to you by Wind River Resort and Casino. It's better at the river.
Strophic. Not just to the FBI, but well beyond.
For the FBI, Comey says concealing the Clinton probe would likely be the death of the agency. The decision to revisit the investigation was triggered by the discovery of thousands of emails on a laptop belonging to former Congressman Anthony Weiner.